We're talking today with Angela Post here at the Canola College, who's going to be talking about weed control in canola. And Angela, let's talk a little bit about, you know, first of all, maybe why it's you know, to the farmer's best interest to make sure they stay on top of weed control with our canola crop.
Well, the important part is definitely you want to decrease your weed competition with your crop, in any crop, and canola in particular, because especially as it's getting established, you're going to need to make sure you give those plants a really good start. And if you do your weed control early in the season, you're going to decrease that weed competition and increase your yields in the long run.
So if you were making that recommendation before we even start getting the crop in the ground, you'd say, pre-plant, or what sort of control would you want to see right up front?
Well, right up front, most people are using a burndown application to prepare their fields, particularly in no-till operations. I usually like to recommend a product other than glyphosate for that burndown, especially if you're using Roundup Ready canola. That way you have a different mode of action at the beginning of the season, something like paraquat or also glufosinate, something like that. No plant back restriction for canola, so you can go in and plant very quickly, but then you get that extra mode of action to get some of those resistant weeds out of the way.
And of course, one of the reasons, obviously, that we came in with winter canola here in the Southern Plains in Oklahoma and surrounding states was the need to try to break that weed cycle in winter wheat. Glyphosate has been a good opportunity to do that, right?
It has been a great opportunity to do that and clean up some of these fields. Our concern now, and one of the things I'll be talking about today, is now that we're heavily relying on Roundup in season for canola, we're going to start to see Roundup resistance potentially developing, whereas before we were dealing with more ALS resistance with all the ALS herbicides we use in wheat.
When we think about those weeds that are becoming resistant, what are the chief culprits when we start talking about winter canola specifically?
For winter canola, we're going to be worried about the winter grasses that we're trying to control. So definitely our resistant ryegrass is ALS resistant now. We're probably going to see glyphosate resistance. You'll be thinking about the bromus species, so downy brome, Japanese brome. And then as you move into later in the season, you'll also be looking at mare's tail because that is basically germinating all through the season and would have opportunities to be exposed to those glyphosate applications.
What opportunities do we have if we get, you know, later in the season after the crop's established, if you've got some weeds that are not going to, you know, going to have some problems being handled by Roundup, maybe you've got some resistance out there, are there some things you can do to augment the glyphosate?
There's not a whole lot you can do inside of the crop, as particularly once the crop gets quite large, it's going to be the leaves are going to be shading some of those weeds, and so that's why many people like to rely on Roundup in season. We have very few things labeled right now. If you're dealing with grasses, for the most part, we do have three post-emergence products labeled. Those are going to be post Assure 2 and Select Max, and those are going to be your best post options for grass control. And you can tank mix those with glyphosate.
You know, at the end of the day, when we think about weed control and obviously not just for winter canola, but obviously if you're able to break the weed cycle successfully, that's a benefit, again, back to our winter wheat, isn't it?
It's a great benefit to our winter wheat to break that weed cycle, and we also tend to see a pretty decent yield bump if we have a good wheat year in the following year after canola. So that's also a nice incentive for our growers to put canola in the ground in between wheat.
What's the one maybe take-home message that if they don't get anything else from your presentation, what do you really want producers today to, you know, be thinking about as they leave your part of the session regarding weed control?
Well, one of the main things I'm focusing on today is making sure that growers understand how herbicide resistance develops, and so they can understand how they are driving that resistance in their fields. And because we're relying so much on Roundup Ready canola and these sulfonylurea residual tolerant varieties, we want to be very careful to make sure we're adding additional modes of action at some point in our system.